A new policy for transgender students just out for public schools in Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration says the policy emphasizes parents' rights. Critics are saying it rolls back some of the protections afforded to transgender kids under the previous administration's model policies. Let's take you live to WTOP's Scott Gelman for many more details. Scott, welcome back here. What are the key points regarding these policies, including which bathroom students can use and which sports teams they can play on?
Yeah, Demetri, it's relevant to those exact things that you were just talking about, bathroom use and sports teams students are able to play on. And basically, these policies say that those things should be based on a student's sex at birth and not their gender identity. One of the other really key components of this says that students who are minors have to be referred to by the names and pronouns that are in the school's official records rather than something that they may recommend or want to be called by. Unless the parent in writing approves the teacher or anyone else in the school to use something else. And one last really interesting piece of this in the model policies that came out today, the guidelines say that school divisions can't encourage teachers to withhold information about a student's gender from his or her parents. These are all key differences from the previous model policies that were introduced and rolled out under Governor Ralph Northam's administration several years ago.
Well, those who fight for trans rights among young people and all people say that a lot of this is very harmful to children to not be able to use their preferred pronouns or to use the restroom that they choose to use. Are we looking at legal action, or what kind of response can we expect?
Yeah, Demetri, we're not obviously in the prediction business, but what we can look at is some of the feedback that was given by local school divisions back in the fall. So some of these policies, a draft of them was introduced back in September, and there was a substantive amount of pushback, particularly from Fairfax County Public Schools, that's Virginia's largest school system, and leaders in Alexandria as well. So some experts have basically said that these policies violate the Virginia Human Rights Act, which is the piece of legislation that protects against discrimination on a basis of gender identity in various public settings, and public schools are obviously included in that. So there's no way to know for sure, but based on some of the feedback that was given when the draft of these policies was introduced in the fall, it's likely possible that there are going to be, whether it be from private organizations or school divisions or perhaps both, some kind of legal action or pushback that we could see in the coming weeks and months.
What is the Youngkin administration's position?
Yeah, so you mentioned that critics are basically saying that a lot of these policies are rolling back transgender students' rights. But the Youngkin administration, including Governor Glenn Youngkin in a statement earlier today, basically said that this is an opportunity to empower parents, to really get parents involved in the decision-making and really getting parents at the helm of some of these key decisions that are involved in a student's life. And you may recall that even when he was campaigning to be governor of Virginia, that was a big, not only education was a big part of his campaign, but so was giving power back to parents. And he's using this tonight as an example of how to empower parents and really give power back to some of those folks when it comes to being involved in their students' lives on a day-to-day basis.
We know we've quickly been in touch with Northern Virginia school systems. Any substantive response yet, or maybe they're busy reading this right now?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of reading going on. Arlington and Loudoun County Public Schools both acknowledging that they have seen the policies. School leaders in those respective divisions are reviewing the policies. But as part of these policies, all school boards have to, in Virginia, have to adopt similar versions of what the State Department of Education shared today. So I suspect in the coming days, probably a matter of perhaps even hours, several other school divisions will also either be acknowledging that these policies exist and will have to be adopted, or will go the alternative route and perhaps provide some sort of rebuttal as to why they won't be adopted in some of those local school systems.
That's WTOP Scott Gelman live as we learn about a new policy for transgender students just out for public schools in Virginia. Much more reaction to come.